meetings of the Philadelphia Society, both here in Chicago and also in New York, as I remember. Like our speaker after lunch today, he's a product of the University of Vienna, which has produced some of the seminal thinkers of this century. He's the author of books that many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with. The University of Chicago book, The New Theory of Politics, and the great work now in five volumes, Order and History. The first issue of a new, very distinguished publication, The Political Science Reviewer, quite appropriately, I think, devoted his first two long articles to Professor Fogelin, to the work of Professor Fogelin. And one of the beginnings of the first sentence of one of these review essays by Ellis Sandoz says the following about him: surely one of the most remarkably creative political scientists, and by all odds, the leading contemporary political philosopher. His scholarship exhibits a range as broad as Toynbee's and an originality comparable to Whitehead's. He asked me what his, when he first talked about this session, what his specific subject should be. I said, you've thought more about order than anybody else in the world. It should be difficult for you to speak about order. He said he would talk about the roots of disorder in modern society. It gives me, I feel a great honor to be able to present to you Professor Eric Fogelin.